Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
41 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
41 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
38 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
38 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
34 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
34 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
35 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory.
W8FMR mobile monitoring.
Frost advisory. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Sunny.
32 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory.
QB8OOE mobile.
QB8OOE, NALJN. How are you doing, Mike?
Not bad. Heading up to the hoop, heading up there north of the lift bridge.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I'm just heading into work and almost there, so I'm short time, but just wanted to answer your call and say hi, and I appreciate what you did for us last Saturday. Saturday the 2nd, I'll be doing presentation myself, and love to have your opinion on that, if you can make it.
Hey, Larry, definitely, I can't wait to see it. I got the one more thing to do there. I think I'm going to do kind of a very quick repeat, unless there's somebody in there that's got the radios, which is probably the case, then we'll go through almost the exact same. And, any advice you can give me on that, the display I done there would be helpful as well. And I can hardly wait to see yours. And then I'm probably going to set up and do an SCR with my Hermes light too. I barely know how to run the thing, but it's really, really a nice radio, and I kind of want to give people an idea what the spectrum looks like that they're listening to, and that is a pretty valid way to do it. There was something else I wanted to get at you about. I can't remember. I'll think of it for my next go around if you're going to be here for a second.
Yeah, I've got a few minutes here. My thing is teaching. It's a second career. I greatly enjoy it. And so that's my contribution to the hobby and the service. So I really enjoy putting these things together and having some students to teach. It's been a lot of fun. And again, I've learned so much from people like you. It's a great to give back a little bit. So any of that is much appreciated, and I greatly appreciate sharing tips.
Right. Now, one thing that I wanted to say is there's something in the background. At least it's on this repeater. I don't know if it's coming out of your radio. If we were closer, I could check the input and see. But there's something in the background that's going about that frequency too. Really, it's your voice is over it, but there's something that is making a noise on the either the repeater or your transmitter or something is making a little bit of a noise. And then I'm wondering if it's on my signal as well, or if it's just on this repeater on the link system, or what's going on. But another thing I wanted to ask you about was the mesh. If you've had much experience with mesh, I know that Dan put on a mesh display. I'm very interested in the low power encrypted and the ham radio spectrum unencrypted mesh networking.
Yeah, no mesh for this guy. And if somebody is listening in and can hear me, I'm coming through the Seaman network on the Flint repeater .38. And so maybe somebody could chime in there and give me a signal report. I was just on Simplex on the .52, and no report of any of that coming from my transmitter. There's something in the connection between us. Thanks for considering the SDR and a waterfall display. I think people will really appreciate that because it's so visual and it's so important, and that's going to greatly reinforce what I'm going to be providing at that meeting.
Really, right on. You know, being able to sit back when I had to look at pictures of a band scope or a spectrum analysis of those types of signals and see what AM and upper and lower sideband and how they correlated to things and CW and all that. I had to look at pictures and I had to imagine it. I couldn't have imagined in my lifetime that I would be able to afford a piece of equipment for under $10 that would show you that with those RTL-SDR, the little dongle sticks that do UHF and VHF. How extraordinary times have changed. That little piece of equipment, I've got a couple of those laying around. And the ones that are that look like a pack of blue tip matches, a small pack, those larger ones, they're direct sampling the AHF, and they're not very sensitive, but it still works. And I think those are like $25 or something, or maybe $20. But you know, I think everybody should have one of those radios, and then some of the programs you can actually put them into scan frequencies, and pretty spiffy for $6 or $7 you can get one of those things.
Roger that, Mike. Yeah, I haven't experimented with that. I've got so much going on with Aries and everything to build up my capability. I just got so much to learn and build, so I'm focusing on that, on the Aries group at the moment. But greatly enjoy these things. Hope you can make it on the 2nd. And I'm at my work location, so I'm going to say 7-3. And have a good day. This is NAGALJN. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, have a good afternoon in Newark Yard. This is KB800E.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 35 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
KB800E mobile. KB800E
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 48 degrees.
W-A-A-T-H-K, W-A-A-T-H-K, W-D-H-C-R-Q, W-D-H-C-R-Q.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 53 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 57 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Sunny.
59 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Sunny.
62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Sunny.
63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Sunny.
64 degrees.
KAETL Mobile. I didn't catch the call, PPL or something like that. This is Whiskey Delta 8, Charlie Romeo Quebec. Dance run quickly. The name is Armin, and I'm going up 75 up to Agri. Back to you.
Hey, Armin. Yeah, the call here is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, and I'm just about to get on to I-75 down here in the Flint area.
Well, you're doing a good job. Say the name again.
The name here is Eric, Echo Romeo India Charlie. I'm on the W8CMN repeater.
Okay, Eric, you're doing a great job. I'm on 75, and I just left Flint, and I'm heading towards Agri, so let me think now. I got to figure out where I am. Hi. I went through over a road called Baker. I don't know what else I got up here, but anyway, I'm ahead of you, that's for sure. And let's see here. I'm going King Road. I don't know where that is, to tell you the truth, so I have to go find mile marker. Hi. You're doing really good. You're doing a link system. Okay. WDHCRQ.
Yeah, I am south Flint right now. Nearest mile marker is 109, but yeah, I'm going to be quite south of you. I'm not quite going. I'm just going up, going home, going up to, getting off at, Mount Morris Road.
Oh, okay. You're making a short run. I'm coming up to the Saginaw exits and so forth now, so. Hey, well, you're not a Saginaw or Bay City person, are you, then? You live down in the Flint area.
That would be correct. However, I am very familiar with Saginaw Bay City and the drive up to Tawas. I know where you're headed to. I've been to Tawas and Escoda quite often.
Okay, fine business. Yeah, I moved up there in 2004. I've been retired 20 years. Gosh, it's hard to believe that. I'm 83, so. My gosh, the time just flies. I'm going by next year, next year right now, the plan on the east side here, so. Yeah, but boy, that's changed too with all the solar panels and everything else. I wonder how much heat they're reflecting up also to the, you know, the atmosphere. I'm over, I'm coming up to, I'm going by 149 right now, exit 149.
Okay, yeah, I'm passing exit 111, so you're quite a ways up ahead of me, but, oh, that's fine. Yeah, I've had a good day, put new rims on my car today, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Well, I drove the old hunting truck. It's got about 158,000 on it. 2011 GMC truck. And the reason I did is because I went to the gun club out in Gaines, Michigan, that I still belong to. Belong to them since the early 70s. Gosh, it's hard to believe that much time's gone by. They've done a wonderful job in improving it and everything, so I think there's about 75 members, so it's worked out real well. And guys that bought the property originally and so forth, they've passed on, but the son is, in New Mexico, and he comes back up. He used to have a body shop in Swartz Creek, so. But anyway, enough on history. You got a nice radio. It's real crystal clear, no problems. I don't know what you're running. I'm running, gosh, what am I running? I don't even remember now. So, but anyway, it's one of the icons. Hi.
Well, thank you for the signal report. Yeah, I'm running an ICOM ID 5100 dual bander. So the radio setup that I got here in my car works really well for me. Very pleased with it. Works well. The interface is very easy to navigate. So I haven't had problems. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, well, I guess there might even be some northern lights tonight. I don't know. We'll have to see. I understand there's rain finally coming, maybe Saturday or Sunday or something like that, which we're hoping on, I think, especially the field. We're trying to get all the sugar beets out of there as quick as we can, but anyway, friends of mine. And luckily, I'm not doing any more farming, so I had enough with horses and doing farming for them, too, and my gosh, I got rid of everything. In fact, my partner, one of my partners, sold his interest, and he named the boat that he bought, sold the farm.
Well, that's definitely a very unique name. Yeah, I live in... My address is Mount Morris, but I live out in the country, and right across the street from my house, there's a large soybean field, and so I get to enjoy the great outdoors. I love being outside, love being out in the country, and all of that, but I definitely appreciate the farmers and what they do for our for us is, they're the ones that are providing the food, growing it and, planting it, growing it, harvesting it, all of that stuff. So I definitely appreciate what the farmers do, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, we have, I think a lot of guys have a lot of fun with it too, so don't kid yourself. And some do it for a livelihood, but then some are working other jobs and then do maybe about anywhere from 80 acres to, 300, so. But that's a lot of acreage, I'll tell you. It's a lot of commitment. Just went over the Zilwaukee Bridge, so it gives you an idea how far we're apart. Hi.
Oh, definitely understand that. That's for sure.
What repeater? I wonder what repeater this was. This is Russ in Davidson. Thank you.
Eric, go back to Russ there and tell him what you're doing.
Eric, call sign is KHECL, Kilo H Echo Papa Lima. How you doing today?
Yeah, this is Russ. Kilo 8, Kilo Echo 8, Papa Lima. I didn't get the rest of your time. I'm doing well. I was wondering if you knew which repeater this was, the 146.180.
What frequency are you calling on?
I'm calling on frequency 146.180. It's a duplex signal, but I don't know which repeater it is. I was wondering if you can hear me well. I'm in Davison, Michigan.
I can hear you pretty good. There is a repeater closer to Davison. It's the Flint repeater, which is 14738 is the receive frequency. What is your receive frequency on the repeater that you're currently using?
It reads 146.180 when I transmit.
Okay, it looks like you're probably using the Fenton repeater with a receive frequency of 146.78.
Yes, thank you. That must be the repeater I'm on. I appreciate that. And I apologize if I didn't mean to dominate the conversation. You lost your partner there over the Zilwaukee Bridge. I just wanted to ask you before I lost you. This is a mobile. I'm on a mobile unit up in Davison, north of 69. And my apologies, gentlemen, and I thank you very much. This is KE8YGD. Clear.
Hey, it's not a problem, Russ. That's what I'm here for. That's what we all are here for. Definitely willing to help you out and all of that. You're in a linked repeater system. There's multiple receiver sites throughout the state of Michigan. The one that you're talking on right now is out of Fenton, Michigan. I live just north of... I live almost by Otisville, just north of Davison there. And the Flint repeater is a lot closer, and that frequency is one, the receive frequency is 147.38, and it's definitely a lot closer.
WAFFR?
FFR, go ahead.
Yes, sorry to interrupt, gentlemen, but I also would like to inform you that there is a 146.62, which is the Lapeer repeater, which is the one I'm actually using right now, and you're both around Davison. That might be a worthwhile one to try as well, since Lapeer is a little closer to Davison than I think Flint is. I could be wrong. It could be equidistant, but that's just my suggestion.
Hey, I understand. I know who you are. It's Eric, KJEPL. How you doing? I know the Lapeer repeater is connected in there as well. From personal experience, I go on the Flint repeater because most of my travels are either me getting me closer to or the Flint repeater than the Lapeer repeater. Like right now, I'm on I-75. And I'm taking the, using the Flint repeater because it's definitely closer. But, the Lapeer repeater is useful, Flint repeater. There's one up in my area where I live, which is the Guilford repeater. But there's a whole lot of repeaters in the area. So, it really depends on what you're using and where you're at. I don't know if an HD is good to get into Davison, good enough to get into Lapeer from Davison or not, but that's just where I'm coming from. Over to you, K8EPL.
I personally hit the Lapeer repeater from, I think, Burton. I think it was in Burton, and I was on the Lapeer one, and I'm tied into a mag mount right now. But I'm on a handheld too, so... I don't know how it will do with just a either a rubber ducky or even the 15-inch antenna you can get for handhelds. But I know tied into a good mag mount like mine is, I was, like I said, I was by Burton and I was getting it all up here just fine.
I'm south of LaPierre and I'm on the 14531 repeater.
T80's at K-Mobile.
Which repeater was that? I didn't catch the frequency.
I'm on the upper repeater, but I'm on the south side of LaPierre right now. KC80ZK.
Alright, because you are breaking up a little bit. Whatever machine you're tied into, it cuts out on occasion. WAFFR.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you gotta admit, that's a good distance to talk mobile, but... Alright, 7-3 guys, KC80ZK.
And I'm on the 14531 repeater up here in Bay City, Saginaw. I think it's Bay City in Saginaw still. I'm not sure. But everything is linked. So, hey, we're having a happy time. So this is WDHCRQ, and the name is Armin, and heading northbound.
Name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November, if y'all didn't catch it or don't know me, and the call sign again is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, and I'm coming in on the 14662 out of LaPierre. And at this rate, there might as well be someone in Lansing, because I think Lansing has a linked repeater as well.
Well, you're doing real good, Ryan. I'm just heading up to get off here on 75 at 188. And go into Standish, so I'm using the 14531 repeater, which is a common repeater for me in Audrey, because I can go right across the water and hit this repeater, so even with a handheld. But anyway, I'm just traveling back home. I've been doing some business down in Flint, so on the way home. WD8CRQ.
I'm on my way home from work as well. Just got off not too long ago, actually. Then I heard some voices on the radio. So I figured I'd jump in here. And are there any other stations out there that are still listening and want to chime in? Go ahead. I guess there's not. Sorry, I already forgot your call sign, but station heading up towards Standish. Are you still out there? This is W8FFR.
Yeah, right, right. The name is Armin, like you put your arm in your coat, Armin. So anyway, yep, we're heading north, and this has always been a great repeater for us guys. But I haven't worked since, I would say, 20 years ago. At least that's what General Motors tells me. And I've done other things, naturally, but that's beside the point. But yep, I retired in 2004, and I'm 83 years old, so, you know, I'm on my last leg. Hi. And, yeah, the traffic's not too bad today going up here. I've been out to a luncheon at noontime in Flint, and then I went out to a gun club out in Gaines, Michigan, and now I'm heading home. And hopefully the little lady of the house has understood that I'll be home in a while. Hi. WD8CRQ.
It looks like there's a little bit of a traffic incident up ahead on the road. So for any hams heading northbound on M24, just south of LaPierre, there's something going on, and it's blocked. So y'all might want a detour. This is W8FFR, giving out advice.
This is K8EPL Mobile, heading westbound on Mount Morris Road, just west of the city of Mount Morris, headed home, but... I think I've talked to you a few times, at least once. I know that for sure. I'm curious what's going on curious to know what's going on M24, if you can find out. Just out of curiosity. Anyway, over to you. K8EPL.
Something's going on. All I know is I got to try to get on 24, then turn around without getting hit, and go back the other way in order to actually get home. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun night.
Well, Ryan, I know you can do it. I know you can do it for sure. No worries about that. But be careful, though. Confirm, I'm about to go backwards here. Back up and get turned around. So glad I'm in a car. I don't take up a lot of space. Can you tell what's going on, Ryan? I'm back. Looks like some type of accident involving a motorcycle. Couldn't really see much, so.
Understood. I was just wondering what was going on, but, yeah, sorry you have to deal with that.
I got you. Now, what's the stop and, help direct traffic, because I'm a volunteer firefighter, so it's like I have lights on my car, so they need additional traffic control, but it looks like they had it, so.
Oh, what you're talking about, I've been there myself quite a few times.
Hey, I just figured I'd give that update to any ham heading north on 24. It's Newark Road where they're shutting everything down, so, yeah. If there's any station out there, and you're going to want to detour as soon as possible, because 24 gets backed up the way.
Hey, Ryan, get this. I was out for a walk and just parked my car, you know, in a regular parking lot, you know, parking lot. And when I got back, there was an accident that happened maybe 10 minutes before I got back. And right at that intersection on the other side of the road is automotive manufacturer. And there were trucks trying to get out, you know, shipping trucks. And I worked with the police officers and did a little bit of traffic control and all of that. So I know what you're talking about. Done that a few times where I get myself in a situation and I can't leave anyway, and I'll just help out because I'm there. And I know how to do it correctly and safely, and, you know I've had the training. I was on Elba as well. You know that. But, yeah, help out when you can, if you can. That's how I think about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, there's a lot of police there and a couple other guys, so I figured don't want to congest it up too much. Because I noticed that. If you get a lot of people, then it becomes... Then it can actually become a detriment when you have a lot of people and on scene. But, yeah. I actually really haven't done much traffic control on the fire department itself since I've been on. Mostly because I end up missing the trucks because it takes me a while to get to the station. But, yeah, I haven't really done too much traffic control. But I have driven, though, a couple times.
Yeah, out where I did that traffic control, there was like, it was a winter day, traffic was backed up, roads were slick, and I think there was maybe like one or two officers on scene, and so there wasn't a lot of people to begin with. That's why and I asked the officer, I'm like, hey, do you want me to do traffic control? I know how to do it correctly. And he's like, if you can, that would be great, you know. So... But, I always ask for permission or, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. That's the last thing I would want to do. But I'm always there to help out if needed. That's for sure. But, when I've done it, they've appreciated it. You know, they haven't gotten angry or anything, you know. They've always said that I do a good job keeping traffic flow going, so that's just my thoughts. Anyway, over to you, KHEPL. And go ahead, Armin, as well. I keep forgetting about you.
This is W8FFR. I think we lost that other station.
Lost one, gained one. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Golf X-Ray. Over.
AF8.
WGGS. This is WAFFR. Welcome to the conversation. Name here is Ryan, if you haven't heard. And I'm currently coming in on the 146.62 repeater. And we are also joined by KE8DPL.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm on the 147.380. I'm Jeff out of Swartz Creek. Over. Like I walk down, you go ahead. Anyway, I'm on 146.380 or 147.380 at Swartz Creek. I'm in the base.
I'm in the mobile setup.
Well, let me rephrase that. Kind of a mobile bay. I've got a 12-volt unit sitting inside the house, so I guess that's a mobile base. Over.
That's where my base station is until the horses knocked my 6-foot pole over with my antennas, and I got to put up the 30-foot tower that someone gifted me and get my antenna back up so my base station can come back online.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. Yeah, I'm in an HOA, so I've got to run a dipole on my 10-meter and run a quarter-wave ground plane here on the 2-meter. Over.
I noticed you're in the KS, and we're already at 8 Bravo, so how long have you been licensed?
May of this year. Over.
Oh, that's when I got my vanity. So... okay, we're pretty close then, because I was first licensed in April. Then I got my vanity in May.
Copy the vanity in May. What kind of rig you running? Over.
The one that I'm on right now is a Yaesu FT4X 5-watt handheld tied into a Hustler MX2 monoband mag mount antenna. And then my base station is a Yaesu 2980 and hand-built antenna from another ham. And right now it's out of commission because, like I said, the antenna was knocked over by the horses. So right now only my handheld's the one that's operational.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm talking on a 2980 as well. It's a nice little machine. It's so easy to program. I can't believe it. Over.
And with a machine of that size, it'll put out a max of 80 watts. So you get on Simplex, and you get a really good antenna coupled with that machine. It's like, you can do wonders with it. And I'm very happy with my 2980. I'm even happy with my 4X, my handheld. Paid like $80 for it, and this sucker tied into my mag mount. I think I was 15 miles away from a repeater, and I was still getting into it. On 5 watts. I was like, that's impressive.
Yeah, I was just using I've got a couple of different handhelds, but I'm using a $30 Beifeng 05UR, or U5UR, and UV5R, that's what it is. Anyway, that son of a pup does a good job with a mag mount or a signal stick, either one. Over.
I heard another ham put it, that's what you call a boating radio. So if it flops over into the water while you're fishing, you're not diving in after it.
That's right. Yep. Just keep paddling and call it a day. All right, say I'm going to take off and go get something to eat, so I will talk at you later. This is KF8BGX, clear after you. 73s.
KF8BGX from W8FFR. All right, 73, it was a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on coming into the hobby, and I will talk to you later. This is W8FFR. I am clear and monitoring.
W8FFR, K8EPL.
Hey, K8EPL.
Yeah, on my, I just want to let you know, on my icon that I have here, my ID5100, I've been at I-75 and Dort Highway. I was actually on Dort Highway crossing over I-75 with 50 watts, and I was able to get into the Lapeer repeater, no problem. But, yep. Good antenna makes a
good radio. Oh yeah, as I was telling the other ham, I am very, very happy with my Mac mount that's on top of my car right now. I gotta take it off to get my car washed, and I gotta be careful of a little clearance sign, because now my car is pushing 9 feet tall. So I've already smacked it on a couple things, including trees. But it's a durable antenna. I am very, very satisfied with this. And I can hit the repeater like 7 or 8 miles away from my driveway, which is really good. Because I really can't do it that well if I'm not tied into the mag mount.
Absolutely. Totally understand that. And, you know, right now I'm just using medium power. I'm not even on full 50 watts. I think I'm at like 25 watts. And I still get into the repeater, no problem. But I'm almost home, so I'm going to say 73s to you. Got some work to do when I get home. K8DPL.
Conveniently, I just pulled into the driveway, so perfect timing. So K8DPL, it was good talking to you. I'm sending 73. And I will speak to you again sometime. This is W8FFR. I am clear of this frequency.
73 to you, Ryan. This is K8EPL, and I will also be cleared of the repeater system. K8EPL out.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 63 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, 59 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear, 53 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear, 50 degrees.
One more time for KK7. WCU. This is W8EAP. Nothing heard. W8EAP clear.
KF8BOT mobile.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 43 degrees.